You're listening to SBS News.
The hardcore scene, were you meant to finish today?
It's a busy time of year for the Fitzroy Youth Homework Club, with many high school and university students in the midst of end-of-year exams. The club's coordinated by the Young Assets Foundation. Its executive director, Mubarak Imam, says most of the students speak English as their second language.
So normally, most of our students come from refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds, which means they might have some disadvantage when it comes to the language. The kind of support that they receive in our homework club is language support with their assignments, but also connection to the industry or the area that they're studying with as well.
Mr. Imam's family is originally from Eritrea. They moved from Egypt to Australia 6 years ago. Setting up his life in Melbourne hasn't been an easy process.
I face so many challenges, including homelessness, not knowing the system, not finding the right education or the right institution for me. Obviously, I've received help from organizations such as Young Assets Foundation, and my aim today is to give back to the community through Young Assets Foundation.
The Homework Club is run in a library right at the door of Fitzroy's social housing towers, making it accessible to those who need it most. It was started by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence 3 decades ago, and the Young Assets Foundation has kept it going. The club helps students from refugee backgrounds engage with their studies and receive one-on-one support they might not receive in a classroom.
Obviously, we have a lot of organizations that work with young people, but they are focusing on their disadvantage or their weaknesses. But I would like to focus on is their strengths and their talents that they have.
It's helped people like university student Miski succeed. Her family is originally from Somalia, and she's been going to the club since year 7.
So it helps with my math skills and my English skills, just my general school skills. And I met with a great range of tutors, and I now continue going there for my nursing bachelor degree.
And she has her sights set high after university.
So my hopes for the future is to become a travel nurse or a paediatrician. I really enjoy working with children and I really enjoy travelling. So I just wanted to put them two together along with my nursing and see how things go.
Omar is preparing for his end of semester university exams. He's studying engineering at RMIT and comes to the club for support, as well as to tutor high school students. He says as a student, he looks up to the tutors for inspiration.
Not only that, but there's people here that have like actual jobs and occupations. So they just, there's the engineer, there's a doctor, there's like people who do this and that, and you just look up and you're, oh, what are you doing? What made you do this? And the fact that you can say so, you can ask that question to someone, they can answer it. It really can set you up for like what you want to do in the future.
The club provides an important community connection for students and their tutors. But its future is far from secure. If it doesn't receive funding soon, students like Miski and Omar will have to look elsewhere for help at university. Here's Omar again.
You'd probably be a bit lost and you'd be a little bit more more anxious about stuff. So you just, because like I know a lot of people who have been in similar positions that I have, that don't have, for example, didn't have this. A lot of that can be doing, like, you just be forced to do something that you're not really, that you're not really interested in, but you just, like, it's more, because you just, like, for example, you do stuff that you don't get the chance to explore your abilities.
The club has received short-term grants from foundations to keep going until now. Yarra City Council provides its facilities free of charge. Mubarak Imam has raised $50,000 so far, enough to keep it going until at least the middle of next year. But he's seeking another $20,000 and government support to ensure it runs long past then.
We would like to expand and make this sustainable, so we're asking for help from state government or federal government or other philanthropists to keep this program going.
A 30-year legacy of community support that many hope will continue. Sean Wales, SBS News.